Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to What You Next podcast.
Hello. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I have just had my debut novel released in the US and Canada, which is called The Paris Connection. And as I said, it's the first novel I've written, but it took me quite a long time to write. Probably started it in 2015, mm-hmm. I'd imagine. And at the time I was working as a school secretary, which I hated, whilst trying to be an actress, which wasn't happening. So I was kind of working, you know, full time. And every lunch hour, I would rush out and spend an hour writing in a coffee shop near the school. And I would just, you know, just do a little bit at a time. And eventually it became a whole book. And I sort of entered some competitions and things and won a couple. And yeah, eventually, 6 years later, here I am. Very exciting to have the book out over there.
This is very exciting. I love this. So let's talk about The Paris Connection. Tell us a little elevator pitch. What is it all about?
Yeah, so it's a modern love story that is about a couple who get separated on a night train and end up in different European cities. Mm-hmm. And while they're separated, secrets are revealed. My main character, Hannah, meets a very handsome Parisian man called Leo, who makes her see things in a slightly different way. And so I guess the tagline is, can one split second change your life forever?
Mm-hmm. I love this. So talk to us about the source of inspiration. Like, what inspired you to get this novel? Was it like the idea, like a plan to seed it about this misconnection, or was it something else? Like the characters came to you,
you know? Yeah, so I guess the idea for the story, the hook of the story, which is the train separating, came to me when it came to years ago before I'd even thought about writing a book. My brother went on a trip across Europe with his girlfriend on a train, and they also very much liked sleeping. And so when they couldn't sleep, it was too noisy on the carriage, one of them got up to move seats. And when she woke up, she couldn't find my brother, and the train had separated in the night, and they ended up in different European countries, like in Eastern Europe. And, you know, we all laughed about it at the time, and it was fine. They found each other. And I remember thinking at the time, oh, wow, that would make a really good beginning to like a book or a film. And so when I sat down to write a novel, and I knew I wanted to write, a rom-com, a romantic comedy, I thought, oh, I wonder if I could use that, you know, start there. Mm-hmm. So I started with that. And then I guess the next thing I did was thinking about what kind of person would find it most difficult to be separated from her boyfriend, stranded in a strange city. And what sort of person might benefit from, you know, having that kind of adventure and challenge. And so I just kind of built the character from there, really.
I love this. And so did you plot it out, or did you pants your way through it?
A bit of both. I think plotted more so. I'd written actually a novel before this one. You know how writers always say, don't they have like a book that's in their bottom drawer? But I literally have. Well, it's not literally my bottom drawer, but and I wrote it, and that was very much I was a pantser and just wrote, kind of improvised it as I went along. And it got, you know, a tiny bit of good feedback from agents, but not, the story wasn't good enough. So when I sat down to write this novel, I sort of thought, okay, I need to have a strong hook and I need to have a more planned out story. So I did plot the whole thing. I had all these post-it notes on a big piece of paper. And I thought a little bit about character, but luckily for me, actually, I was doing at the same time a course in psychodynamic counselling, which is like a sort of psychotherapy course, mm-hmm. which was very hardcore, actually, and, you know, a lot of work. But what it did do was week after week, I'd be learning more about the human psyche and why, you know, why we are the way we are, why we find ourselves in the same relationships over and over again. And so, you know, almost each week, something would come to me that I could add to the book or change, or, you know, add a bit of backstory. Or so that all came together really well, even though it meant that I had, you know, really no free time for a couple of years, but it's worth it.
it's worth it. Now it pays off. Now you're like,
I have exactly
background, so I can write on the novel and have all these background stories that I can come up with. So
yes, definitely.
Oh, it's awesome. So what's been the process? Have you written something in the pandemic, or like now we've been with this lockdown of some sort, you know, for the past year and a half? How has it been for you?
Well, yeah, it was a shame, you know, for many, many people and many reasons. It's obviously been horrendous, but you know, for me, I gave up my job as a school secretary on something like March the 15th or something, and then London went into lockdown. Well, the UK went into lockdown on the 20th or something. So I literally, I didn't get to enjoy, you know, not being a secretary and then being a full-time writer, because I, you know, I was stuck in my flat. I live in a flat with my boyfriend, and we have a little boy. So then we pretty much, I think, straight away had to do homeschooling, which was a nightmare. It was so hard, and you know, trying to write in amongst all of that. But what I did was I had to write a second book, actually, because I have a 2-book deal in the UK with Orion. So I sort of had a deadline of November. So this was March. I had to write a book by November and hand it in. So I really plotted it out carefully. And I worked sort of some evenings. I did some courses actually online from America. So they were sort of late, you know, late night UK time. And I sort of plotted out the whole thing. And then any time that my little boy was otherwise engaged, perhaps out playing football with his dad or something, or I don't know, I would have an hour and I would just write. And because I'd planned it out quite carefully, it meant that, you know, I could really use that hour to write. So actually I wrote the whole first draft very quickly. I did set it in an apartment block in London, which is pretty much where I live. So it's not... I think that's a kind of cool, exciting place to set a rom-com, but I don't know whether anybody else will, because it's not quite as exciting as a train, you know, going to Paris. But anyway, we'll see.
I think it's fun. I have a thing for London. I'm like one of those bibliophiles, like, you know, like any London set, I'm like, count me in.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine rainy London, Hampstead Heath.
Yes.
Yeah. Pub.
Cute accents.
Accents, yeah.
It's all good. It's like, I don't know, I have a fascination with London. I went there in 2001 before 9/11. So that summer of 2001, I was there and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to come back. And I get to come back. It's like, but I live in New York. So I'm like, it's just like, it's a prettier New York.
You know? Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, I love New York. Yeah. I would love to live in New York. You always want what you don't know, you know, what's not so familiar, I suppose. But yeah, do you love cities? You sound like you're like me. I love cities.
I love cities. Yeah, I'm moving to the suburbs right now. So I've been living in the city for 22 years. So I lived in Washington, D.C., New York. For the longest time, I live in New York. I lived for 14 years. And then Chicago, which is a cleaner New York City. It's a nice little, it's cleaner, but there's more violence. So it was like, it's you give or you take, you know.
Yeah. Well, I love the sound of them all, but
yeah. Yeah, I'm like, it's like you get culture, you get to walk around, you don't need a car, you can actually
I know, very much so. Yeah. Have you been to Los Angeles? I spent some time in Los Angeles when I was trying to be an actor, and that's very much like, you can't really walk around, can you? Well, bar the odd kind of enclaves.
Yeah, there are TikToks of New Yorkers going to Los Angeles and be like, you can walk in 20 minutes and it takes you to the highway. And like, a New Yorker's like, I'll just walk the highway. Like, that's probably me, you know, my new city. I'm like, I'm just gonna walk. Like, you know, it's just like a mile away. And that's like a 20-minute walk. You
know? I know. I remember just walking, and not really seeing anybody. And everybody said to me, don't get on the bus. You know, it's dangerous to get on the bus. I was like, well, I'm going to have to get on the bus because, you know, how else am I going to get to any distance? I did get some taxis, but I just got on the bus. It was fine.
So awesome. So what is your second book about? It's set in London.
It's set in London. It's called, well, in the UK, it's called Sorry I Missed You. And it's about two people who live opposite each other in a block of flats. And they both have slightly messed up lives. He's an actor, but he's not really making any money. And he's, you know, struggling to kind of know what to do. He's 30 and he's sort of thinking, you know, do I need to think about retraining and doing something else? But acting is what I love. And can I fit in a relationship or not? Probably not. And she is kind of stuck in this job that she doesn't really love. And also she lost her parents when she's very young. So that's kind of, I guess, you know, influenced how she sees having relationships and how she attaches to other people. So they're very different people and they don't like each other at first, but they live opposite each other and they keep bumping into each other and taking in parcels for each other. And eventually, you know, there's a connection, possibly.
There we go. Oh, this is so exciting. So, Lashad, let's have some book recommendations. What kind of genre do you read?
So I tend to read, well, actually at the moment I am reading a lot of rom-coms, but usually I think I just feel like reading stuff that's uplifting at the moment. And it's the same with my TV consumption. You know, I don't want to watch dark stuff. I don't want to really read dark stuff. So, but usually what I do is I alternate a rom-com with a psychological thriller. Mm-hmm. So actually when I was writing The Paris Connection, I was reading a lot of psychological thrillers. So I guess things like Gone Girl and The Girl on the Train and all sorts of things. And I don't know, I could never write that kind of book because my mind doesn't really work like that in terms of thinking of a complicated plot and twists and stuff like that. But, you know, I love reading it. And I kind of thought, oh, I really like that sense of tension and pace. And I sort of wanted to try and put some of that into the book, tiny bit.
And so what kind of TV do you watch? I'm always curious about British TV.
So. Yeah, I know. God, I watch so much TV. I watch things like Emily in Paris. I watch, what am I watching at the moment? A Spanish drama called Valeria, which is kind of it's like a Spanish remake. Well, it's not literally a remake, but very Sex in the City-esque. So there's four women who are all very different, but very close friends. And it's about their love lives and their relationships and their careers. So I'm loving that. I recommend that. Yes. And I've just watched a rom-com on Netflix called Resort to Love, which is got Christina Milian in it. It's produced by Alicia Keys, so it's very musical and quite funky, and it's set in Mauritius, which looks beautiful, somewhere we need to go, I feel.
Yes, when we can travel. I feel like I just need to travel all the way. Like once we were down, I'm like, I just need to go on a plane and go to a beautiful island and just do
I know, on a beach with a cocktail or whatever. Yes.
Awesome. So let's see, tell us where you can find you online.
Oh, sorry, what was that, Laura?
Tell us where you can find you online. So website and Instagram and all the...
Yeah, sure. So I have a website, which is www.lorrainebrownbooks.com. And I have Twitter at LorraineBrown23. And I have Instagram at LorraineBrownAuthor. So Instagram's probably my favourite because, I don't know, I just like uploading lots of images. And actually, you know, I would love to be going out and about a bit more. I really want to go to Paris again so that I can take lots of lovely pictures of Paris and put them on Instagram. But at the moment, my pictures are very London-centric.
It's all good. Yeah, sometime soon, maybe we get to travel again.
soon. Let's hope so.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren, for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The Watch Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.